Welcome back, Cracked fans, to another edition of the Cracked Interviews podcast. I'm your host, Alex Gruskin. To help prepare all of you listeners for the NCAA Round of 16 and home stretch of the 2021 college tennis season, what we're attempting to do here at Cracked Rackets is speak with each of the remaining 32 head coaches of the NCAA Division I event. That means 16 men's coaches, 16 women's coaches all over the next few days on this Cracked Interviews podcast. Now, without further ado, let's get to another one of our conversations with the many outstanding head coaches still alive in the 2021 NCAA tennis tournament. Hey, Cracked fans. As winter slowly turns into spring and all of us look forward to getting back on the outdoor tennis courts, we here at Cracked Rackets want to ensure that you listeners have everything you need to make sure your return to outdoor tennis is a successful one. That's where our friends at Gamma Sports come in. Now, if you need new strings, new grips, new court equipment, ball hoppers, machine tools, and accessories, whatever it may be, our friends at Gamma have it all for you. They've also, of course, got dampeners, overgrips, replacement grips, they've got it all. And if you go to their website, gammasports.com/tennis right now, you use our promo code CRACK20, you'll get 20% off your order. Now, I know Gamma has a new string pattern in the queue called the React Pro, which all of you Gamma String users will enjoy. And even if you're not using Gamma Strings, maybe now's the time to start, but they've also got polyesters, everything you could be looking for from a tennis equipment standpoint, all in one location. Just go to gammasports.com/tennis right now. Use that promo code CRACK20 to get 20% off your order. Again, gammasports.com/tennis. Use that promo code CRACK20 to get 20% off your order. Joining us on the show for the first time, but I will say again, first time we're having her on the show, it is a guest I have been chasing for quite a bit of time, head coach of the Virginia women's tennis team, Coach Sarah O'Leary. Coach, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
It is my pleasure. And let's get right into it. Obviously, you all are coming off of a fantastic weekend. You were able to advance to the round of 16. How are you feeling after your first two matches?
We're excited. We got to play at home, which we were thrilled about. We have a new facility, so we were just excited to be able to play two more matches out on those new courts that we love, and give our seniors a chance to play two more matches out there. And, you know, we had a couple tough matches. LIU, you know, competed really well. And then we know Tennessee real well. We played them earlier in the season at kickoff. We played them last year. And, you know, Allison's done such a great job with that program. And I know how hard those kids compete. And so, you know, we were ready. We knew what to expect. And I think our team played well, and we're excited to be moving on.
That's one of those geography matchups, right? Whenever there's a regional, if one of you is seeded and the other isn't, that's where you're going. That's just who you're always going to play.
Pretty much, yeah. We figured it was either going to be Tennessee or South Carolina. Mm-hmm. So we were waiting for one of those.
It's always, familiar foes. And, you know, in that Tennessee match, you guys are able to capture the doubles point. I believe you get wins at the number one and three positions. You know, you've seen all of these teams. You know the parity at the top of the lineups, you know, in all, ACC play especially, how good all of these teams are. How important will that doubles point be heading into Orlando?
Yeah, I think it's definitely key. I mean, there's so much momentum that goes along with getting that doubles point, you know, and it's something we've really been working on, especially here at the end of the season. So, you know, it gave us some confidence getting that doubles point against Tennessee, because the last two times we had played them, we had lost the doubles point and had to win four singles matches. So I think we're playing really well in doubles, and we're excited to keep working the rest of this week and prepare for the Georgia match.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned it, you guys have had the chance, and I guess out of necessity, to win four singles matches after dropping the doubles point. And it always helps when you have, you know, two rock stars at the top of your lineup. And I want to talk about Emma in a second, but the first national broadcast, or first broadcast I ever did for the national indoors, I think was the Virginia match you guys played last year. I don't remember who the first opponent was. I think it was Georgia at the national indoors last year, and it was Natasha versus Katarina. And I remember just watching Natasha and seeing she was a freshman and just being like, wait, She's a freshman? Like, are you serious? And now you have her at number two singles. She's 16-4 overall in the year, 15-4 at two. To have that sort of superstar now playing in that number two position, what does that do for the rest of the team?
Yeah, I mean, the whole team has so much confidence in Natasha. She's always so poised out there. Mm-hmm. She has so much versatility within her game. She never gets down on herself. And so, you know, she's just a really smart, tough player to play against. And so, you know, she had a great year last year as a first year. She was National Rookie of the Year. And so to be able to have her at two this year and playing as well as she is, I mean, we're thrilled. And it also, I think, just shows the humility that she has. I mean, she had such a great year last year, finished, you know, I think 11 in the country, and she's playing two, and, you know, no complaints whatsoever. It's all about what's best for the team. So she's having a great year. We're excited for her that she made, you know, individual singles and doubles, and yeah, she's excited for the weekend.
Mm-hmm. And you look at your lineup again, 20-1 at one singles, 16-4 at two singles, 17-3 at three. I'm not good at math, but that's 3 out of 4 points right there, right? That's, you know, you're 3/4 of the way there. Talk about your top three's performance this season to have that sort of pop at the top of your lineup.
Yeah, I mean, I think it goes to show, you know, they've really put the work in. Those three, you know, they come in so often for extra individuals, extra fitness. And I think their level, they really push each other and they make each other better in practice. So they've been phenomenal for us, just so consistent. Again, all about the team. I mean, there isn't one person on this team that wants to take all the credit whatsoever. I mean, they always put the team first. And I think that's really been key for our program moving forward here at the end.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like the level of practice might be pretty fun.
It is so fun. Yes. There's a lot of energy, a lot of competitiveness going on, and yeah, it's they just make each other better every day.
One of my theories is that's where Natasha gets it all out. Just on the practice court, all of the screaming, just goes nuts for 2 hours and then matches, you know, composure the entire time.
Actually, not at all. I mean, what you see in matches is what you get. She is one composed young lady and does a good job. So
it makes sense. And obviously, again, the top three numbers are gaudy, but as you got to find a fourth point. Sometimes it's doubles, sometimes it's elsewhere in the lineup. You know, to have played the ACC schedule that you guys did, and you look at the ACC conference this year. I guess actually, even before, let's just talk about that. How good was the conference? Because on paper, whew.
Yeah, it was what you think it was. It was so tough. I mean, every match was so competitive, so challenging. And, you know, a lot of these fifth years came back, which I think really made it challenging. I mean, NC State having, you know, Anna Rogers and Riami back, and obviously Carolina having their three seniors, and, you know, it just, every match was so competitive, and, you know, every team's so deep. So, you know, even at the 4, 5, and 6 spots, we're playing such high level players, but you know what? I think it's made our team so much better and stronger and, you know, battle tested. So I think it's going to help us down here at the stretch. And, you know, I'm just excited for all these ACC teams to have 6 teams in the round of 16. I mean, we're thrilled about that. And it just goes to show how strong our conference is and that, you know, we are the best conference in the country.
No, you talk about some of the top threes, NC State. Yeah, I feel like under normal circumstances, you look at that NC State lineup, you're like, that's a national championship winning team. You're like, that's the one. And then, you know, of course, Kenya Jones, Vicky Flores at Georgia Tech are going to say, well, what about us? And then you have Duke. Yeah. And then, you know, that doesn't even mention Carolina, which is the entire team. And then, you know, you look at your team and you still would love Emma, Natasha, Rosie, like probably against anyone. And I guess to your point, you sort of alluded to there, is the standard of what it takes to be a good team, is it just going to be higher these next 4 seasons, given the fact that we do have so many players with an extra season of eligibility?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that there's more experience there. So I think it is, which is great. You know, it makes us all better. I look at Emma coming in as a first year, and it seems like every single match she plays, she's playing a fifth year senior. And you know what? She wants to be a pro tennis player one day, and she wants to be the best. And so she's playing against some of the best college players around and the most experienced. So it's, you know, she's had a great season, but there's been a lot of close matches, three setters that she's had to battle through. And I think it's definitely made her tougher and made her better going through this. Mm-hmm. So.
And, you know, she's got, you know, to talk about Emma, 19-1 this year at number one. To have a freshman do that and be the number one player in the nation, what have your thoughts been on her freshman year?
Yeah, I mean, she's just really special. I mean, she's come in and she has just completely embraced college tennis and what it means to be on a team. And you see her at practice every day with the biggest smile on her face. She's, you know, so excited to be there. You know, when she has played some pro tournaments, but as soon as she gets back, I mean, the team just embraces her and loves her, and she's so excited. And to do what she's done, I mean, it just shows, you know, the professionalism she has, the belief she has in herself, you know, the composure she has out on the court. You can never tell if she's winning or losing. She really believes in herself and has been a great leader for our program this year. But again, just going back to the humility piece, I mean, you would have no idea that she's the number one player in the country. I mean, she comes to practice and she's dancing and she's, you know, setting up the playlist, always coming with a great new playlist for our team, and just a really, really good person. So we're excited.
I feel like you've gotten that question a healthy amount of times this season. This could have been the interview. You're like, you know, she's okay. Like, it's fine. It's helpful. Like, whatever. Yeah, you know, Emma's Emma. But no, again, you can see the impact she has had on everyone else. And you always feel like you have a shot when you've got the top dog at number one. In terms of someone we've yet to mention, and again, I'm very biased because I can only talk about what I've seen. I think my favorite doubles team individually last year was Odell and Gullickson. There was something about the way they played. It was a little bit different than everyone else. And obviously, Amber Odell this year still can, you know, has played a bunch of different pairings in doubles. You know, she's one of the upperclassmen, one of the leaders on the team. How important have her contributions been across the board?
Yeah, I mean, she's had to kind of take a step back where she's played in the lineup, because we've had some really good players come in and she's handled it like a pro and just showed a lot of leadership. And again, going back to the humility piece, you know, she played number one doubles for us with Chloe, and you're right, they were a very unique pair. They played really tight up on the baseline, really tight at the net, and had a ton of energy. And you know, Chloe being a lefty made it difficult for some teams. And so, you know, it was tough for her when Chloe graduated and they had played together for 2 years. But, you know, we put Amber with a couple different people, with Heba at the beginning and then a little bit with Vivian, and they did well. So she's just a worker. You know, she comes to practice every day and works so hard and is a really resilient kid and just showed a lot of professionalism throughout the season. So and it's been exciting. You know, she struggled a bit in the middle of the season. You know, our 4, 5, and 6 did. We lost a couple matches 4-3 to, you know, top 10 programs, and those positions struggled, and we really challenged them in the middle of the season and brought up some things that, you know, we had to be honest with them and brought up some things that they needed to work on. And credit to those guys, they got back to work and have been playing much better tennis here at the end. And you know, Amber had a great match against Bilekin from Duke at the ACC tournament. I mean, she clinched the match for us and just played so well. And then again, against Tennessee, she was beating Tanika and came through in a really tight first set for us, winning that first set 7-5. And same with Heba. I mean, coming through playing Cookser from Tennessee, that girl is a stud for them. And just, she makes you beat her. And Heba just went in there with a lot of confidence, a lot of toughness and resilience. And so I'm excited for those guys at 4, 5, and 6, because they've really put the work in and they're playing a lot more confidently right now. Mm-hmm.
And certainly, again, you're going to need everyone in your lineup as you take on a 1-loss, number-3-seeded Georgia team. And, you know, again, you've seen these Georgia programs. They've been, were they finalists in 2019? This unit has been around and had a bunch of success in college tennis. What's it going to take from your team to knock off the Bulldogs on Sunday?
Yeah, I think just playing within ourselves, you know, trusting in the work that we've put in, controlling the controllables. Yeah, Georgia's a great team. They're very experienced. We have a lot of respect for them. We did play them last year, so we are somewhat familiar with them. But I think it's just about focusing on our preparation and taking it, you know, one point at a time, not looking ahead, not looking behind, and just staying present out there and really enjoying the moment. I mean, what a great opportunity to get to be down in Orlando playing against one of the best teams in the country. I mean, we're just excited.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And again, we are so excited to watch your team compete. Now, I got to ask some fun questions, of course, while I have you here. And, you know, it's never good to talk about someone behind their back unless you're willing to say it to their face. And I think I have said this to his face. Does Andreas ever give a non-scripted answer? Because sometimes I'm just like, you don't have to read the script, Andre. Come on, man.
It does seem like everything's scripted. He has the best answers for everything. I mean, the guy's just so wise. I mean, what can I say? Not really, but wow, what a great guy to work with. I'm so fortunate and lucky to get to work with him and learn from him. And, you know, we support each other really well. So, but yeah, he's awesome. I'm so excited for his team. The whole team was out there watching their Stanford match, and man, those guys are resilient. They're tough. They play with passion, and he's doing a great job.
Yeah, it's a program effort. It takes a mountain. It's all of us. It's always, and I'm just like, come on. I was like, I think I asked you about Chris Rodesh's forehand and you pivoted here. I'm like, well done. No, of course, I'm a big fan again. And, you know, for you, I know you guys at Virginia Tennis just got brand new outdoor facility. I happen to see, is it still called Snyder? I don't know what the names are officially nowadays, but it looked beautiful. I imagine they're playing nice as well.
Oh my gosh, they're so nice. And yeah. And the play site out there has been great.
Fantastic.
So people, yeah, who haven't been able to come to matches because we've still been limited on our fans. So we are thrilled. And like I said earlier, I mean, we're excited we got to host, but honestly, just to be able to play two more matches out there, we were pumped. So
mm-hmm. No, absolutely. And again, we are all looking forward to watching that match as you guys take on Georgia in the round of 16. Coach Sarah O'Leary, thank you for taking the time to chat with me today. Hope you and the team get down to Orlando safe and healthy, and you know, look forward to watching you guys compete.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Alex. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Be safe.
Thanks. You too.